We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris. Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant, under the caption, Jesus Paid It All. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus did all necessary, all we need in order to save us from our sins? I'm so glad. And we're going to talk about that in detail today. But before we do, I'd like to pray. Then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this day and for this time of preparation that you have entrusted to us. And I pray that you will draw us into your presence and give us the fullness of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Jesus paid it all. Go ahead and admit it. You know that the song has rung in your ears as I said this caption for today. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And it's a blessing because the debt was just too much for us to pay. Some of you have been, like me, have had consumer debt, and the load was just too heavy. And you wondered, well, how am I going to be delivered from this? When God said that if we will do his will, keep his judgments and his commandments and his statutes in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first half of the book, probably to about verse 14, that we will be the lender and not the borrower. You understand, the head and not the tail. We will be above and not beneath. So how is it that I'm in this problem? Yes, and sometimes we need something special to happen, a miracle or some guidance that we may have missed if we got ourselves into that mess. And then, of course, God, because he's so kind to us, will show us the way out, the way clear. And the same is the case with our sin debt. Too far for us to recover. No way to pay. But Jesus paid it all. In fact, the Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verses 43 to 45, whosoever will be great among you, I want you to learn this here, okay? We all need to learn this, shall be your minister. So Jesus Christ was the chief minister of all. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. Of course, we see Jesus in his ministry and what he has done as the chief of servitude. Yes, verse 45, for even the Son of Man came not. The glory is in this not. The glory is in this not. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. No, that's not the only thing, but he also came to give his life a ransom for many. We have been kidnapped by the devil. Yes, Adam sold us down the river. He's the one that's responsible by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the anointed one who would appear just when Daniel said that he would. Yes, At that Jordan River baptism, we saw the anointing of Jesus Christ, who entered into public ministry just like the prophets foretold. And then after 3.5 more years, we see that Jesus Christ, just like Daniel said, was cut off, not for himself, but for the people. He gave his life a ransom for many. He put up the money. Yes, he put his spiritual money where it needed to go in order for us to be saved. And I'm so thankful. And so I have a quote from the book Selected Messages, book one, page 257, for all of us to consider. And I quote, "The highest angel in heaven had not the power to pay the ransom." Remember, we were kidnapped by sin, kidnapped by the enemy. To pay the ransom for only one lost soul, not even one lost soul, dear brother and sister. No, cherubim and seraphim have only the glory which they are endowed by the Creator as his creatures. And the reconciliation of humankind to God could be accomplished only through a mediator. What kind of mediator? Who is equal with God, possessed the attributes that would dignify and declare him worthy to treat with the infinite God in man's behalf, and also represent God to a fallen world. Do you see this mediatorial role that Jesus Christ has? Yes, he has to be strong enough, spiritually, holy enough, to be seen as equal with his Father. And not just seen, but the reality has to be the fact. And so these holy angels who borrow their glory, borrow their power, borrow their holiness, cannot save even one sinner, even though they're sinless. You understand? So it's not just about sinlessness. It's about inherent power, inherent sinlessness. Jesus Christ as God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ in all of his glory can represent God in all ways because he is equal, verily equal with his Father, unborrowed, underived. That's his power, you know. And then as a human being, when Jesus came and gave his life on planet Earth, that link between humanity and divinity was forged. Great is the mystery of godliness. You understand? God became human, or he took on, Jesus Christ took on human flesh. So when he did pay the price, he was the one who chose not to sin. And because of this, now that link between heaven and earth can truly be Jacob's ladder. Remember the vision that Jacob got? He saw the angels ascending and descending upon this ladder that reached from planet Earth all the way to heaven. With his divine hand, he lays hold on the throne of God. Yes. And with his human hand, he lays hold upon humanity. And therefore, he becomes the greatest mediator, the greatest conduit of power, the greatest conductor of strength, the greatest representative the universe has ever seen that can represent God to the people and can represent the people to God, our Father. Let me continue this quote. Let's see here. Only through the mediator, okay, they borrow their power. Man's substitute and surety must have man's nature, a connection with the human family whom he was to represent. And as God's ambassador, he must take of the divine nature, have a connection with the infinite in order to manifest God to the world and be a mediator between God and man. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus fits the bill? Not only does he fit the bill, he exceeds all requirements because Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus gave his life for you so that you would not have to give your life for yourself. And so the Bible teaches us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that Jesus paid it all for you? Please accept him right now. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.